Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Irony Singleton, a.k.a. T-Dog, and you're listening to the Horror Hour on VRO.
Yes, you are, folks. What's up? It's Michael.
And I'm Jamie.
And you're listening to the Horror Hour. Did you miss us? It's been a while. Been, what, 2 weeks, Jamie? Is that right?
Yeah, 2 weeks due to my my vacation, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll get into that shortly. Guys, sorry for the absence, but we've got a great, great show today. As you guys know, we just had Dragon Con not too long ago. And one of the great things I love about these cons is the great opportunity to meet new folks. And, you know, being involved in The Walking Dead, I've met some pretty crazy folks and some really, really cool folks. And I had the pleasure of meeting Mr. Aaron Sagers at Dragon Con this year, and he is going to be the upcoming host of a show called Paranormal Paparazzi on the Travel Channel this Friday at 7 with 2 back-to-back episodes. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Aaron Sagers.
Hello, Michael. Hello, Jamie. Thanks so much for having me on the Horror Hour tonight.
Emphasis on the R's, always. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great, and you're right, because I have a little bit of a southern drawl. I do have to pronounce it carefully, because otherwise this could be a very different show.
Exactly, exactly. So, all right, let's jump right into this. What exactly got you interested in journalism to begin with?
You know, the question or the answer might differ depending on the day, because you know, I think about a lot of things from my past, but I don't know. I was basically always good at a couple different things growing up, and one of them was writing, and one of them was just basically imagination and playtime and acting, you know. And so as I got older, you know, I continued to I was involved in theater, and I was involved in acting, and I was a big, like, comic book nerd and superhero nerd, so I was always kind of doing those imagination role play type things. So, you know, I just figured when I had to figure out a career, something that was going to make me money, you know, I figured the writing was the best shot for it. And specifically entertainment journalism, that's where I've really done most of my work. That's really just a natural extension of all the stuff I loved as a kid, you know, like, you know, Stephen King stories, horror movies, comic books, sci-fi, you know, all that great pop culture stuff. Growing up in a time of George Lucas and Steven Spielberg and Stanley Kubrick and, like, all those great horror directors as well, like, you know, all that stuff really informed me and inspired me, and I was like, man, this is, I just want to play in this world. I just want to talk about it. So that's what I kind of got into.
Yeah, I took journalism all through high school. And my senior year, I opted out for editor-in-chief to be the entertainment editor because that was just more of what I was into. So I totally feel you there. Pop cultures always interest me to, like, just a ridiculous degree. And to do what we do now is really kind of fascinating, you know, the whole ability to do these podcasts and things of that nature. So I'm definitely with you there. So journalism, you started, now you've done everything from CNN, you run your own website. Can you elaborate a little more on exactly how you kind of branched out into all of
this? You know, like every journalist, I kind of had to do the blood and guts reporting in the not fun way, you know, basically starting out having to do some basic, you know, hard news type stuff. I did that very briefly early on. After that, you know, I was just kind of testing the waters with a lot of different stuff. I did some travel journalism. I did a little bit of everything. But once I kind of settled into entertainment journalism, I worked for some newspapers and magazines and freelanced quite a bit and wrote a syndicated pop culture column for like 6-7 years. You know, like I said before, I was, you know, I was just enjoying writing about all these components that I loved growing up with. And, you know, back in 2009, I started noticing, you know, that these paranormal TV shows, like the reality investigative shows, were getting big. And, you know, I made a couple predictions about these things getting big, and sure enough, I was right. And you know, you start seeing Ghost Hunters and then Ghost Adventures and all these other shows, Paranormal State, become very popular. At the same time, we started seeing, like, the early forms of, like, well, Blair Witch Project had already come out, but, you know, you started seeing things like Paranormal Activity and then, you know, some other paranormal-type TV shows and movies. And I was just like, this is the kind of stuff I love. I mean, I always loved the stories. I loved reading, like, the real ghost stories or real monster stories and alien abduction stories. I loved those quote-unquote real stories, and I also loved the movies and everything. And I'm like, you know what? This stuff is going to get big, so why not have write about it? Because I know I love it, and I know other people will love it too. So in 2009, I launched ParanormalPopCulture.com, which is a website that explores the entertainment of the unexplained, I say. You know, it's it just looks at all the crazy stuff out there, and it's sort of this intersection for people that believe in the paranormal and love it versus the people that just really love the stories, you know, that don't necessarily believe in it but just love it. And so there's, it's sort of like a meeting place where we talk about all these different elements of paranormal and horror and everything. And, you know, from there, like, I've lucked out enough to get invited to some really awesome conventions like San Diego Comic-Con, Dragon Con down by where you are, Michael, and, you know, New York Comic-Con, which is coming up here soon in New York City where I live. And, you know, like, I'm incredibly lucky because I'm basically doing a job where I talk about all this stuff that I'm exceptionally passionate about, that I absolutely love, you know, and I really couldn't ask for a better gig.
Oh, no doubt, definitely. And you meet the coolest people, too.
Wait, was that a shameless plug? Are you including No, it is true, though. Like, you do get to – that is really one of the awesome parts about this gig is that – I mean, any kind of entertainment reporting is fun. I've really enjoyed all components of it, and I've done a lot of mainstream stuff, and I still continue to do a lot of mainstream stuff. And like you pointed out, I write for CNN.com. I've worked for the Chicago Tribune Company. I've written for Playboy. I've written for a lot of places. But when you go to these events and conventions, you really do get to nerd out with the people that that share the same passion on the same level you do, you know? So
yeah.
You get to, like, meet people like yourself, and it's sort of like, you know, trading memories and, you know, trading notes on all this stuff that you love, and it is pretty awesome.
So what moved you in the direction of paranormal reporting and that type of thing?
Well, it was just something that I always really loved as a kid, and when I saw that there was a trend emerging, you know, I decided that I could really contribute to it in a way that other people, you know, may not have the interest in. You know, anybody can write about a ghost TV show, but not everybody necessarily loves it or really appreciates where it comes from, you know? Like, I remember watching reruns of In Search Of or watching Unsolved Mysteries and really or collecting those Time Life Mysteries of the Unexplained books, and you know, I loved those things as a kid, and you know, I knew that I could talk about it in a way that celebrates it without trying to tell people. I never try to tell people what's real or not real, what to believe or not to believe. I feel like that's not my job, that's not my gig. I instead try to put it in context, talk about the zeitgeist, you know, that we kind of exist in, the, you know, the spirit of spirits, I guess. And I talk about the cultural, pop cultural phenomena instead of this is really, this isn't, is not real. But yeah, I mean, like, for me, it was just like a natural thing. I saw the trend, I saw that I could write about it, and I also thought, well, this is a pretty good chance for me to, you know, create my own brand, quite honestly, and so I did.
Okay. So the paranormal pop culture website, I mean, how did that come about? I mean, was it just yourself that started it, or was there a group of you? Or
I actually, when I started it, I think I pretty much remember the moment that it came about. I was writing a story for the Philadelphia Inquirer about the TV show Ghost Hunters. I was doing like a live blog investigation, sort of like a ride-along with the TV show Ghost Hunters. And I was writing about it for the Philly Inquirer and doing this live blog and kind of going along with them for the investigation and also writing a story that would get published after the fact. And I don't know, in the course of a couple hours, I kind of came up with the name Paranormal Pop Culture. I'm like, hell, that kind of seems like something important there. And then within a couple days, I'm like, well, I'm gonna branch out. I'm gonna like make this more of a thing. I'm gonna create this into its own website, its own, you know, it's time for this. And so it was technically created just by me. Like, I founded it. However, I have been incredibly blessed to have a lot of awesome people help me out and support me over the years. So while I may have registered it and launched it, it would not be in existence without the support of a lot of great writers that, you know, help keep it going. And then just other, like, cheerleaders that spread the word. And honestly, that's what led to Paranormal Paparazzi, you know, becoming a show as well. It's like getting the support of people, having other people believe in you, and having people kind of acknowledge that, like, dude, you know what you're doing, and we want you to come work with us and contribute to this other project.
Okay.
So, all right, let's talk a little bit more about Paranormal Paparazzi. Some would say, not me, but some would say that it's a little bit of a saturated market. What makes Paranormal Paparazzi different from, say, Fact or Faked or Ghost Adventures or all of these other paranormal shows?
Actually, no, I think some would say that, and I would probably agree with that it is a saturated market. I don't necessarily think it's oversaturated because I love this stuff so much.
I can't get enough of it.
Yeah, I mean, this is the horror hour, just like horror movies or zombie movies, you know, like, there's a lot of them out there, and I say, bring it on, keep bringing them on, you know. The good ones will stick around, the bad ones will hopefully just sort of fade into the black. I would say that it's a completely fair question. What makes this different is that we are not a paranormal investigative show. We are an entertainment news show with investigative reporters that will, if the situation calls for it, go out there and join in an investigation. If, if there's like a ghost hunting group that's doing something really different, you know, we'll ride along with them. You know, if there's a Bigfoot hunting, you know, group that says like, this is the place, you know, we're going to see some big, it's like, okay, yeah, we'll go with you. We may collect evidence along the way, but it's not about collecting evidence. Instead, it's about telling the stories of the people that are out there, telling the stories of the people that say, I have been impacted and affected by this stuff. So that's one way that it's different. Like, we're telling stories in a newsy format. In fact, I'm the editor-in-chief, and I'm also sort of the skeptic-in-chief that sends my group of reporters out across the country to hunt down newsworthy, fast-paced, like, fresh stories. And then they come back to the newsroom and show them to me, and we kind of hash it out. We discuss what they found, and we say, like, okay, I'm not really quite convinced, or, you know, that's an interesting story, or I think, you know, that person is trying to sell us a bridge, you know? So that's one way, but, you know, if you look at the work I do, Paranormal Pop Culture, you're going to see that very much on display in Paranormal Paparazzi as well, because we will hit the horror conventions. We will go talk to celebrities. We will, you know, very much pursue a pop culture and celebrity component where, you know, we want to not just to say, like, have you had any crazy experiences, but also just to say, like, you know, What do you find interesting about zombie movies? What do you like to, you know, what does it for you when, you know, you put on a mask and play a famous killer, you know, in a movie, in a horror movie. Why is that intriguing? Or, you know, where do we get some of these really awesome effects? Or, you know, things like that. So that's very much a component. And we also have a lot of buy-in from the horror community and the pop culture community. We have, like, the Dread Central Report, which is the great people over at dreadcentral.com. Each week they're going to be heading out there and giving us the inside scoop of something that's going on in the horror world, you know, interviewing people from the horror world, you know, going to locations that most people would not be able to get a peek inside. I don't know. There's, like, so many ways that we are different. We are, you know, Zach Bagans, who is the executive producer of the show, you know, he's from Ghost Adventures. Zach, you know, kicks ass with what he does on Ghost Adventures.
Uh-huh.
I'm not trying to be Zach Bagans. You know, Zach does what he does so well, and we're not trying to be him, and he doesn't want us to be, you know, Ghost Adventures. Factor Fakes, you know, Ben Hansen is a buddy of mine. I like what they do. Ghost Hunters, I have a lot of respect, and I've worked with Ghost Hunters for a long time, you know. So why try to recreate the wheel? We're not trying to do something that everybody else does in their own way very well, you know. So we're trying to be like, you know, let's just talk about this community in this world, and let's acknowledge that it is different and exciting. And, you know, again, we're not trying to tell people believe this or don't believe this, but we're putting the stories out there and say, like, hey, this is kind of cool.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I'm sold.
All right, well, hey, man, so we got two people on board, right?
Yeah, definitely.
No, I'm really, really excited. I've read up on the two episodes you got coming up. Can you give us any insight into what we're going to expect?
Yeah, I mean, we are going to be hitting, like I said, we might pop into a horror convention, and you're going to see a lot of recognizable faces, and then maybe we'll shoot on down to New Orleans to check out a story about, maybe Will Ferrell's haunted trailer. And then while we're down there, we might look into one of the most famously haunted locations or supposedly haunted locations in New Orleans. And then maybe we'll pop on over to Texas to visit a gentleman who has lived underground in an apocalyptic bunker for 6 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Underground but off the grid for 6 years. And then we'll pop on over to New Jersey to check out a zombie apocalypse training camp, or, you know, hell, just for the fun of it, maybe we'll shit over to the Moonlight Bunny Ranch, you know, the famous brothel, because that supposedly has some paranormal activity there that nobody's talked about before. So each week what you're going to be seeing is a combination of ghosts, monsters, aliens, supernatural, paranormal, and horror. You're going to be seeing each week either a completely new story you've never heard about before, or a new take on a story that you're kind of familiar with. You know, like, everybody's heard of the Amityville Horror House. Well, we have some exclusive interviews and some new evidence that, you know, not people don't really know about, that adds kind of a new spin to that. So it's and let's face it, it's on the Travel Channel, so there's a lot of freaking travel involved.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, all right, guys, real quick, I want to throw out the phone number out there because I'm getting really into this now. 718-508-9440 if you have any questions for Aaron. So you talked a lot about traveling. Do you guys go international? Are you just strictly U.S.?
No, we're sticking to the U.S. Because it is a very, very large country, and there's a lot. And I'll tell you what, like, we shot 8 episodes for the first season, and each episode has a lot of stories in it. Like, we cover a lot of ground in each episode, and I feel like we haven't even scratched the surface of the amazing stories out there. In fact, I was very much involved in the planning process with the stories, and it was a group of writers and producers led by Mike Maddox, who was our showrunner, who also, incidentally, was a producer on the Jimmy Kimmel Show and a couple other pretty well-known shows out there. He was, you know, we were all kind of gathering together, and we had to, you know, turn down so many stories because there's only so much you can fit in each episode. So there is a lot of material there just for the United States.
Nice.
All right. So you mentioned about interviewing, you know, the show is based on interviewing and researching things like that. I mean, you've interviewed an array of people. I mean, researching, I mean, you've gone from, you know, Stan Lee, George A. Romero, Dan Aykroyd. Who, you know, if there's there a person out there that you'd really want to interview that you haven't yet had the chance to?
Yeah, actually, I mean, you mentioned two guys, that Romero and Stan Lee, you know, those are two legends that I've had the opportunity. So, like, right there, like, career-wise, you know, if I could travel back in time and visit my, like, you know, 12-year-old self, you know, well, my 12-year-old self would probably, like, freak out because there would be a time traveler in his bedroom and his head might explode. Or there'd be some sort of paradox. But aside from that, he would freak out just knowing, like, hey, man, like, give it some time, and when you're less awkward, you're going to meet some really badass people. You know, the people that I still want to meet out there, I really want to meet Spielberg. I really want to, you know, meet even if I don't get to interview him, I just want to, like, say, like, dude, hey, thanks for the childhood. I really want to meet I want to meet George Lucas, and I don't care. Like, I know a lot of people crap on Lucas, and I don't necessarily agree with everything he's done with Star Wars. But you know what? The dude still gave me Empire Strikes Back. He's and you know what? When I was a kid, I liked the Ewoks. You know, so like, I want to meet Lucas. You know, those are, I guess, two guys that I'd really enjoy meeting. I don't know, I've got a pretty good track record. I mean, like, a couple years ago, I would have added John Carpenter to the list as well, but I was able to meet him. So I guess maybe if I could hang out with all those guys together.
I was going to say, this sounds like the makings of a very, very awesome dinner.
You know, right? Yeah. That really would be, that would be a very fun dinner, yeah. Yeah, right now, it's those little surprises that maybe you don't expect. Like, I was at an event called Scaracuse a couple weeks ago, and, you know, I got to see guys like Kane Hodder or Danielle Harrison, and they're always cool to see, and I've encountered them a bunch of times. But then there was, like, Judith O'Day from Night of the Living Dead, and Judith was sitting at a booth, like, two down from me. Like, we were basically right next to each other. And so I got to just chat with her all weekend long. And, you know, that is this, you know, intangible geek-out moment of, like, you're hanging out. You're basically just sitting next
with
to...
With Barbara.
Yeah, with, you know, like, all weekend long. And discovering how, like, lovely of a woman she is, not that I ever questioned that, but just, like, getting to talk to her about random things, about, you know, politics or whatever. Like, I never would have expected that. Maybe I would not have put that on my, you know, dream list, but the fact that it happened is such an enriching part of my life now.
Yeah.
So, now, you mentioned conventions. So... you've been to X amount of conventions. What's some of the weirdest things you've seen at cons? This is an R-rated show, so you're all good.
Oh, okay. weirdest things. You know, I don't know that anything really strikes me as weird anymore at the convention. Oh,
maybe fond memories.
Yeah, it's sort of like I simultaneously expect nothing but expect everything, you know? Like, it's, there's obviously a lot of, like, sex and perverse stuff on display meshed with very nerdy stuff. And I am always impressed by the people that just create these massive contraptions. Or I'm a Doctor Who fan, so it's like when I see people that have a full-size working Dalek, you know, that has vocal capabilities and it's got the eye stalk and a working plunger attachment thing on it, and like like when I encounter that, I'm kind of like, well, go you, because that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Or you know, I never really tire of the slave Leias and bikinis, you know, like I know
yeah.
it's so cliche, it's so standard, but it's always nice
to
you
expect
know.
It
yeah, yeah, and it's great. It's always
it's
good to
part of the experience.
You know, like, I don't know, and I like the mashup costumes. I like, you know, seeing the people that really kind of put thought into, you know, these. Like I saw at Dragon Con, there was a guy that was Stormtrooper Animal from the Muppets, and a Stormtrooper. Like that was awesome. It was random and awesome. So. And then when you see like the celebrities that are just sort of roaming around on the floor and they're getting into it, you know, not because they're there to be recognized, but because they're there to celebrate. That's always a nice feeling as well.
Well, why don't you tell us about some of the panels that you do at some of these cons as well?
Well, I am very much, the zombie journalist. It's like, I do a lot of the zombie panels. And like at New York Comic Con, coming up in a couple weeks, I have a panel called Headlines of the Dead, where I talk about how would actually the news media respond in the event of a zombie apocalypse, you know, like based on some previous examples, you know, not necessarily of zombies, but of like disasters and everything. How quickly would they respond? Would they get their craft together? And would, you know, would they be able to report it in time? You know, I'll talk about that. I love talking about just the phenomena of zombies and why, you know, why we care about them so much now, or why they're so popular. I love apocalyptic stuff. I love talking about the end of the world. I don't know why. It just sort of makes me excited to talk about, you know, the obliteration or end of the world as we know it. I'll talk about curses. I love talking about curses. It's like curses within popular culture. Things like the poltergeist cursed, or the curse of James Dean's car. And when I do this stuff, like I'll research it and say, like, here is what we know to be the curse. Like, supposedly this is cursed. Supposedly these are the victims. And then I backtrack it and say, like, well, if this was actually a curse, what may have caused it? And then I use some like different research to say, like, if you believe in this, you know, this is what might have been the origins of it. So I do stuff like that, and then I don't know, I'm all over the place. I love just talking about this weird stuff. I love talking about like horror and where it's going and where it's been, and the best kind of panels are when just everybody in the room is excited, and instead of like one guy up there talking like a professor, when everybody's sort of into it and contributing, that's when it's the most fun.
Definitely, definitely. Well, Aaron, we don't want to keep you. I know you're a busy guy. Where can you're on the Travel Channel, right? We have ParanormalPopCulture.com, which is an awesome site. If you guys haven't checked it out yet, please do. We'll post the links up on our Twitter and Facebook. It's really, really a go-to for pretty much everything paranormal, freaky, weird. It seems like almost like this show is almost an extension of your site. Would I be wrong?
It certainly is in many ways. I mean, the really special thing about Paranormal Paparazzi is that with Zach Bagans as, you know, the executive producer, Zach brings Zach actually, for anybody that doesn't watch the show or doesn't really know him, the guy is actually, like, he has a lot of, like, love of pop culture. The dude is a vampire nut. He loves vampires. And so he brings a lot of sensibility, and he certainly knows, like, paranormal theories and everything. And I bring a lot of the paranormal pop culture stuff into the mix. And so there's, like, you know, a lot of these different sensibilities in there that mesh together. And then in the actual newsroom, What's really exciting is you have me. I've been doing this for a long time. I'm, you know, I've been a mainstream journalist in addition to focusing on my own website. And so I know journalism. I know what makes a good story. I know the questions to ask. But you also have people in the room like Rachel Fine from Howard Stern TV's Fine Time, who was pretty new to the paranormal, but not really new to interviewing, not really new to reporting. Then you have people like Joshua P. Warren, who is a very seasoned researcher, paranormal researcher, and paranormalist, I guess you would call him. And then you have guys like Scott Grunewald, who is a veteran ghost hunter and also sort of our wild man reporter. And then you've got like Brandon Wellington, who is just like sort of like, and I say this in such an endearing way, like he's sort of like our cub reporter. He's the guy that's like young and hungry and fresh, and he has the best abs out of anybody on the set. Any other dude on set. And so he's just hungry and goes and like tears apart these stories with like a lot of energy. And then you've got like Julie Alexandria, who is you know, really kind of scouring the sort of the cyber world for all these stories. And you know, so we have like all these different reporters out there, and then Sonia, who is sort of our West Coast like red carpet reporter. So everybody's bringing something different to the table. And so there's a lot of different sensibilities. So, yes, you know, it is in a lot of ways very much reflecting the paranormal pop culture website, but it is also so much more. So I'm super excited about this just because I don't think we've seen anything out there like this before. And if you're a fan of, you know, ghost hunting and you go out there and you've got gear, you're going to love it. If you're just a fan of, like, getting scared and horror movies, and you're like a, you know, Stephen King and Wes Craven, and you know, if you're a nut for like good classic horror and also new horror, you're gonna love it. If you're just like, if you're just into batshit crazy stuff, you're gonna love it. Like, there's just so many things on display here.
Awesome. Now, real quick, Jamie, I'm sorry, I know you have a question. I just wanted to find out, is 7 p.m. gonna be the time every week?
Yeah, we're going to do 7 p.m. Eastern and Pacific every week, and I believe we're starting off with a two back-to-back episodes this Friday, September 28th, and I think we'll probably have back-to-back episodes for the duration of the run, but you're going to have to check the listings for that.
Okay.
But it will always be 7 p.m.
What's in the pipeline, Aaron? What have you got coming up? Where can we see you, or what have you got coming up?
I will be at New York Comic Con, and that is October 12th, I believe, October 12th through the 14th. And then I'm going to be doing Spooky Empire Horror Con down in Orlando, Florida, and I believe that's the 25th or 26th through the 28th. Those are my two big things for October. And aside from that, I would say I am going to be, you know, focusing a lot on Paranormal Paparazzi and very active on social media and Twitter. And I encourage everybody to reach out to me on there. And yeah, man, just bouncing all around. I got a lot of personal travel coming up to there's a lot of haunted houses out there that I want to go check out, so I'm going to be
awesome.
Doing a lot of that.
Yeah.
Very cool. Right. Well, guys, you can follow him on Twitter at Aaron Sagers, at AaronSagers, and also follow the show on Twitter at Para_Paparazzi, PARA_PAPARAZZI. Aaron, thank you so much for having a you know, taking the time out of your day to join us. I do have one question that I ask everybody, and I have to find out an answer for you as well. Aaron,
okay.
What scares you?
What scares me? I would say, how about a demon nun? A demon nun. I was raised Catholic. Nuns already kind of scare me. Catholic demons also scare me, so a demon nun.
That's probably That would make a good horror film right there. A demon.
I mean,
I don't think that's been done.
That's pretty creative right there.
We've got a horror pitch right there. That's the next horror movie.
That's our next big venture together. There we go. Awesome. You heard it here first, guys. Can you do us one quick favor before you go? We always do a plug. Amy, you want to fill him in on the plug thing?
Yes, I'll be happy to. So what we'd like you to do is just say your name and you're listening to the Horror Hour on the VRO.
All right. Hey, this is Aaron Sagers, and you're listening to the Horror Hour on the VRO.
Thank you.
Awesome. Perfect. All right, Aaron. Thanks a lot for coming. I appreciate it, brother.
Yeah, it was awesome. And if you guys ever want me back or you ever need anything else, please do not hesitate to reach out to me.
Oh, you kidding me? We'd love to have you back.
Definitely.
I enjoyed it. I know there's lots of good movies coming out, too. So if you ever need any kind of previews or anything, just let me know.
All right. Will do. Thanks a lot, Aaron. We really appreciate you coming on, buddy.
Thanks, brother.
Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon, brother.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Very cool.
What a nice guy.
Yeah. He's knowledgeable in everything. The guy's like knows zombies, knows pretty much everything there is to know about horror. He's great to talk to. I wish I could have spent more time with him.
Yeah.
All right. So, where have you been, Jamie?
Well, I've been on your side of the pond, my friend. You know
yes,
where
I have.
You know where I've been because I've been staying in your house. So yeah, we were rocking out ATL. We were having so much fun last week that we couldn't do a show. How bad is that, people?
Yeah, our priorities got a little crazy. No,
Pearl Jam and Foo Fighters got in the way.
Yeah. Gosh, no. We just there was so much to go into it with the webcam and everything. We kind of just
We really wanted to, guys. We really did, but
yes,
we just couldn't get the webcam to work. And we promised you the webcam, and because we couldn't do the webcam, we kind of felt bad, and it would have been a bit boring if we just kind of sat there and talked without
exactly. So what we did instead was we took pictures of Jamie shirtless. He signed about 10 of them. And we're going to give them away right now.
Yeah. Oh, God. If only that was the case. We might have some phone calls. Yeah. Oh, geez.
No. What were your highs and lows, man? You were here for what, 10 days?
I was here for 10 days, yeah. The highs were Waffle House. No, just playing. As much as I did eat mountains of waffles and thoroughly enjoyed it, and chocolate-covered pretzels. It was obvious what the highs was. I mean, seeing Foo Fighters again, or seeing one of their last show, or one of their last shows for what would be a long time by the sounds of what Dave Grohl was saying, was phenomenal, unbelievable. Being in a crowd of 55,000 odd people, all singing Monkey Wrench, it was unbelievable. The douchebag that fell on the back of my head crowd surfing, he's not in my good books. But and then Pearl Jam. I mean, it was the first time I got to see them. There was so many face melting solos that I was surprised my eyebrows were still on my face by the end of the evening, because it was insane. I mean, you really needed to be there to experience it and to really understand what I'm saying. But it was phenomenal. I mean, it was amazing.
It really was something to experience. I mean, the weather couldn't have been better. As soon as the sun went down, it was very, very mild. I really wish that we had the room on Saturday for Pearl Jam that we had for Friday for Foo Fighters.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, it spaced out a little bit once everyone had got getting crazy and relaxed a little bit. But there were some pushes. There were some people that needed to see their brother's mother's second cousin's sister at the front of the stage, which was irritating.
There's that one girl just grinding in my back, and just it was so awful, and I didn't. Yeah, it was just bad, so bad.
Yeah,
God, but the music was awesome. I mean, it was good friends. It was an awesome weekend overall. Yeah. I think. Now, what we also had movie night.
We did.
We watched what little film did we watch that I don't know. I don't mention it too often on the show.
Was it the Cabin in the Woods? Was it?
You know what? That might actually be the one.
Was
that,
it?
Yes. Jamie saw Cabin in the Woods.
I did. And you know what? I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yay!
It was really good. The only thing I would say was the ending kind of got a little bit silly, but the overall concept of the film was really entertaining and very clever. Screwed up, but really clever.
Yeah.
So
that's four thumbs up.
Yes.
On Cabin in the Woods.
Not what I was expecting. Not what I was expecting. With the cast that they had, with, you know, being... Chris Hemsworth, I thought it was going to be very shiny and very, very over the top. Well, it was over the top, but it was over the top in a good way. It was the right amount of horror and the right amount of Hollywood. It was good. It was good. I enjoyed it. It's definitely worth a watch, people. So you've got my thumbs up, definitely.
And we watched, you saw Trailer Park of Terror?
We did, yeah. That was... Yeah, I was telling my brother about it, saying, dude, you need to watch this film because it was seriously effed up.
Yeah.
to watching someone's skin being peeled off was entertaining, but disturbing. but the two I was really impressed with was Dummy and The Keeper. I mean, the fact that they were so short, being the fact they were short films, but they really did capture they really did capture my attention for the short space of time that it was on. I mean, I always wanted them to be on longer. And Dummy, I mean, wow, that the bloody mask was just scary looking.
That's Tony. That's what drew me to the table at the convention. Guys, we're talking about Dummy and The Keeper. These are two short films that. We interviewed the directors at Fright Night Film Fest in Louisville. If you go back to one of our previous episodes, you'll hear the interview there. But I managed to hook up with these guys, and you know, they gave us an interview there, and we got the screener. And that's actually going to be coming to Shannon sometime soon.
Yes, I need to send her that. That's a good reminder.
Signed by both directors. People really can win on the Horror Hour.
They can.
And speaking of winning, guys, I think next week's show we'll do some giveaways. We hit our mark, our 666 follower mark in our absence. That's something to celebrate.
Hell yeah!
So we'll definitely we're going to be hitting up next week's show with some swag to give out to you guys. So stay tuned. Keep the number handy. So next week's going to be pretty awesome. Let's see, as far as what's going on now, Shaun of the Dead just celebrated its 10th anniversary, I think.
Yeah, I think that's about right.
That's pretty awesome.
10 years.
Yeah. 10 years, can you believe that?
Yeah, and if you watch that film now, it's still so good.
Oh God, yeah. And I'm anxiously awaiting what I guess they're calling the completion of the trilogy, because I guess Hot Fuzz, Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and this new movie that Edgar Wright is working on called World's End, I believe it is. There's very little information on it on IMDb, but it's definitely in the pipelines, and I'm kind of looking forward to that.
According to this, Shaun of the Dead was released in 2004, so they're just shy of...
Just shy.
But still, so current, 10 years, almost 10 years on.
Yeah.
If so, more now than it was when it was made, you know?
Yeah.
And
that was a movie that really kind of broke new grounds. It was the first Zombity, I guess, is what they were calling.
Zombity, I like that. That's good.
Yeah, because you know, it opened the doors for Zombieland and this whole new genre of horror.
Yeah.
That kind of exists now, which I really, really enjoy. If you haven't seen Shaun of the Dead yet, that's another one you should definitely check out. Coming up on the Horror Hour, on the 11th, we are going to have the Vicious Brothers with us, finally.
Yes. it's going to be a big one.
An awesome, awesome show. We'll have them for the whole hour, so if you guys have any questions, the release of Grave Encounters 2 will be released on video on demand on October 2nd. So those of you with the ability and the access to video on demand, please check out that show. And it will hit theaters on the 12th, and we will have them on the day before the theatrical release. So I hope to have seen the film by then, and hopefully we can get Jamie a screener. And I'm excited. This is one movie I'm looking forward to.
It's not like you're not a fan or anything.
No, not at all. Not at all, these guys. No, I'll probably, I'll have to have everything written down because I'll probably have a fanboy moment here and there. Yeah, it could get bad. It was a great movie, Grave Encounters. You guys that have been in the chat, Laura, Kristen, Shannon, you guys all know my love for Grave Encounters is, you know.
I think 679 people know.
I don't hide it.
You're encouraged.
But, what's another one? Sinister. Have you seen the trailer for Sinister yet?
With Ethan Hawke?
Yeah.
Yes, looks good.
That one looks really, really good.
Again, the trailer looks good. It's going to be in the trailer.
I'm more excited for that movie than I was for The Possession, to be honest with you.
Possession was the one with Jeffrey Dean Morgan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, have you seen that?
No, have you?
No, it hasn't. I don't think it's been released here yet. I'm not sure.
Really?
Because I was looking out for it because a buddy of mine mentioned it, and we were going to go and check it out when it was released in theaters. But I don't think it's been out yet. If it has, it wasn't overly publicized here. So
yeah,
we definitely need to check that out.
Yeah, Sinister is one that's next on my list or high up on my list.
House at the End of the Street was released this weekend, right? So that came out in theaters this week.
Yes, this came out last weekend. That which for Lawrence. Haven't heard too much about that one, to be honest with you.
No,
it was a pretty light weekend for box office.
Yeah.
But we were so preoccupied with everything else going on this weekend. But we had a great time. It was really, really great having you here, Jamie. It was definitely awesome.
Yeah, sad I can't be there all the time.
I know, right?
That would be good.
At
the moment, things aren't meant to be.
We've got something coming up the weekend of The Walking Dead.
Yes.
On the 14th, which will be the day that season 3 begins, I'm actually going to be at Fear the Woods, which is a haunted attraction in Stockbridge, Georgia, celebrating with some of the VRO. You can go to their website,
fearthewoods.com. Oh, I think we've lost him.
Hello?
Jamie, he's still there. We lost Jamie.
Uh-oh.
So we lost Jamie. We didn't lose Michael.
I could hear Jamie.
It says there's a problem with Jamie's call.
Oh, that's no good. Well, so anyway, what was I saying? Oh yeah, Fear the Woods. Fearthewoods.com. Give you all the information. And it should be a pretty interesting weekend.
Yeah.
Okay. Ah, you're back.
I'm back. Okay. I don't know what happened there. I just suddenly disappeared. I don't know what happened.
That was pretty nuts.
Yeah. So what did you fall off as well, or was it just me?
I think.
I think it was just you, Jamie.
Oh, that was odd.
Well, you notice every time we have somebody talking about the paranormal, one of us drops.
Yeah. So you were telling them about Fear in the Woods, right?
Which amongst our listeners.
So you were telling them about Fear in the Woods, right?
Yeah, fearthewoods.com is where we'll be celebrating premiere night for Walking Dead Season 3.
And we're hopefully seeing a show, right?
What's that?
And we're hopefully going to be...
I'm hoping we can broadcast a show from there. I'll be live from the haunt, and Jamie will be at the UK, and Amy.
Having no fun.
I will actually be here running all of the shows. Gina and Michelle will be down there. I'm not sure Amber's going to make it down there now because she just got this new job. But Gina and Michelle will be there, and they are going to run all the VRO stuff while Michael's doing all of his Walking Dead stuff, and then we'll definitely have the boys do a show if Jamie can.
Yeah, I can.
Yes.
There's no reason why I can't.
Awesome. Very, very cool.
But what if it's like 3 in the morning, Jamie?
We won't be.
I don't know if it'll be that.
Yeah.
No,
but, why we're talking about me in Atlanta and the Fear of the Woods and whatever. I got a chance to do the Walking Dead tour that Mike runs. He's one of the tour guides that's run by Atlanta Movie Tour. So I want to give a big shout out to Atlanta Movie Tour and just say a big thank you for welcoming me on the tour and allowing me to take the tour. It was a good, enjoyable.
All about that. That was a lot of fun.
It was so much fun, and Mike got to wear his custom made shoes that I made.
Yes. Yes, probably one of the few and only times I'll actually wear them. I actually need to find a box to display them in.
So another big thank you to Canvas Warriors for allowing for bringing and making those up for me.
Very much so.
If you haven't seen them, check out the Horror Hours Facebook page. I think the pictures are on there as well.
The shoes are awesome.
They're pretty badass.
And tweets as well. But yeah, so big thank you to the guys at the Atlanta Movie Tour. So it was a really nice gesture having me on there as well. So I had a lot of fun. So if anyone's in the Atlanta area and a big Walking Dead fan or just a movie fan in general, definitely go and check out Atlanta Movie Tours and get on one of their tours. So yeah, definitely do that.
And you can go to their website, AtlantaMovieTours.com, and you can book your tour right then and there. And it's 3 hours of Walking Dead chat and information exchange. I enjoy doing it every opportunity I have. But it's every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's a three hour tour, literally. So check it out if you can.
Yeah.
October is coming up, and this is our month, Jamie.
We gotta
make it big this month.
Yeah.
So we got the Vicious Brothers on the 11th, so we gotta put some pretty ace shows together.
Well, yeah, we just need John Carpenter for the 4th, Rob Zombie for the following
week. Yeah, that would be wonderful.
And,
that would be great.
The following week after that, we should be set.
Absolutely.
So Rob,
and then the sky's the limit.
So yeah.
No, very cool. All right, so how much time we got left, Amy?
We got 6 minutes, and real quick, I want to jump in and let all of the Horror Hour all of the Horror Hour listeners that fall has begun. All of our awesome recap shows have started back here on the VRO. We are actually broadcasting 7 days a week now.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
Yeah. And it's going to be crazy on my end, but fun for everybody else.
Well,
that's the responsibility of being the producer.
Exactly.
Not so fun.
But we had a couple of the shows that started already, and we've been recapping them. We're in our second week. Next week, kind of dealing with like horror and stuff, we will start our Supernatural show on Thursday. And then on the 17th, we will have our American Horror Story.
Ooh.
And, you know, so on and so on. We've got a lot coming up.
It sounds like horror is taking over the VRO.
Well, those were shows we already did, though.
I'm kidding. You didn't see the one eyebrow raise.
No, it's kind of hard to do being five hours away.
That. Yeah.
I'm really jealous that I didn't get to see you guys this weekend.
It was a crazy time. Crazy time.
Just wish it could have been a bit longer, but
yeah, it's hard to fit everything in.
It is.
Maybe next time.
We need to work on getting me over there full time somehow.
Yes.
So if anyone of my fans and any Horror Hour fans out there listening that are in the Atlanta area or in the general US area that wish to give me a job, I would be more than grateful. I am pretty good at most things. Otherwise, I can learn.
You know what sucks about that? I mean, there's so many jobs that you can do over here, but the company's got to prove that nobody in the United States can do that job before they bring you over.
Exactly, which is a pain in the ass because most people could probably do the job. But never mind, we'll work it out. We'll get there somehow.
Exactly. Well, according to the chat room tonight, you are the one, well, Michael too, but you're the one that we should stand behind if we get scared because you're great with the samurai sword, which I really want to know how they know that because I don't see
it. Yeah, and I stole that from Mike. Mike was the one that wanted the katana. I just agreed and went, yeah, I'm having that. So if anything, Mike should be the one that...
Well, Mike's going to be, you know, he's going to be walking up to the zombie and be like, yeah, bite me. Come on, I'm ready.
Well, I'm one of them.
Yeah, he wants to be a zombie, so yeah, I'll be lopping your arms off.
I'm one of them.
Yeah. I'll be putting you on a chain and keeping you as a pet.
Could you... Okay, I just got a mental picture. That was kind of scary.
Yeah, I could be the male Nishone just with one walker, my co-host. Come on. So, yeah, that would be funny.
You would have to leave me at least one arm so I could give my thumbs up or thumbs down.
No, I'll give you one arm. I'll give you one arm. One arm. That's all you're getting.
Well, you only need an arm and a thumb. You know, you can cut your fingers off.
Yeah. I kind of, yeah, we could leave him one arm.
I have to, you got to give me my opinion. I still have to have my opinion. Everything else you can take away from me.
That's true, yeah.
No, that's awesome.
But yeah.
No, all right, so yeah, October, be looking out, guys, because we got some great shows lined up. Next week, we will go ahead and do kind of like a general open discussion giveaway show. So make sure you guys all have the call-in number. No excuses, and I'm sure we'll take this week to come up with some really cool ways and little contests and stuff that we can give away stuff to, as a thank you to you guys for getting us to our first goal, and then we can start looking at our next goal.
Next goal, 66666 followers.
66,666 followers.
So pull your finger out, folks, and start.
Let's kick it off right.
So, yeah.
No. Gosh, what else? Guys, I have a ton of appearances coming up for Halloween so I'll post that all up on the Horror Hour website as well if you guys are in the Atlanta area and you can make it out. The first one is going to be this Saturday at in Kennesaw at 13 Stories Haunted House.
Oh, wow.
And that's it. And we got, what, a minute?
Yep.
90 seconds.
90 seconds. All right.
You can follow me.
Yes.
You can follow the show at the underscore hour, underscore hour. So that was the underscore horror underscore hour. You can follow me at Jamie Crislow and Mike.
At the Mick Jagger, THEMCJAGGER. And we're always posting updates and stuff and just random horror knowledge, I guess. It's probably a good way to say it. Awesome. All right. So this was a good show.
Yeah.
It was great having Aaron on. I think we'll definitely have him back.
Definitely when he's done it. The show's up and running, so we can talk a bit more about the actual show. So, yeah.
Absolutely. So, you guys make sure Friday night at 7, on the Travel Channel.
Tune in.
Paranormal Paparazzi. And I'm Michael.
And I'm Jamie.
And you were listening to The Horror Hour. Thank you, and have a wonderful evening.
And thanks for stopping by.
But more importantly, stay classy.
But thanks for stopping by.
And stay classy.
But thanks for stopping by.
Stay classy, Ron Burgundy. Ha 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 ha